personal. Mine's been a little bit chaotic. Well, nonetheless, we're here. We made it through Tuesday. Yet another day.
The feeling won't let me sleep.
Stop. Can I just say stop?
Because I'm lost in
we're gonna go
the way you move, the way you feel.
Man, it's been one heck of a ride so far. And I don't want to call anyone out, so I'm going to keep names out of this segment. A friend was talking to somebody else, and we were all having a little conversation. And there was this individual who was asking for something. And, of course, your friends or whatever, you want to help out. And even if they're not. But, the way he described it, or she, or they, they described it as once you start doing something, are you going to be caught in a circle? You know? And that was a very valid question. Because are you? And if you are, do you mind? And if you, this should be the question of the day. But today's show is going to be a little bit shorter because I'm going to throw a game in there. I'm going to throw one of the games that we played, the Mad Libs or something. Figure it out. Go just like we always do. I want to talk about this first because I discovered Monday that what's something that you do in the world? Everyone always asks me. Go running, I go to the gym, I do push-ups, I do legs, I do this, I do that. When's the last time you jump roped? Yeah. And when's the last time you jump roped? Because it seems easy, right? You have to have, technique and stuff like that, and it's that's easy. It's not. It's almost a guarantee that. I've tried to jump rope, and I was doing stuff that I used to be able to do and stuff like that, the running, the hop jump rope, and the running one, or to try to get some cardio. Well, you're getting cardio on by jump rope because you're continuously jumping over and over again. And how many can you do? And what is the last thing that you were able to do? What was the last time that you were able to actually jump rope, you know? I was able to jump rope on Monday, and I was able to do, at least 20%. And I was able to do, the traveling skip or whatever, where you, go down to one end of the little track or whatever, and then turn around and... But then... After I started feeling the effects of doing such activity, I was tripping over myself and I was like, I'm going to end up pulling this cord too hard and I'm going to fall on my face. But yeah, no. And then plus on top of that, sometimes that, when I start hearing the, I'm like, oh geez, this is starting to get dangerous. This is going to slice off one of my legs. People are like, what kind of jump rope are you using? I'm using one of the jump ropes that they used to use in that movie Underworld or whatever. One of those metal whips or whatever with serrated blades. No. Oh my gosh. What is I hate birds more than anything on this planet. They don't sleep ever. Ever. Go to bed. How do you sleep? What are birds' lifespans? What are they? I gotta know at this point because this is getting too much. That was another thing. So I was talking to same group of friends, and then they're like, I think birds are beautiful. And I was just like, no, they're not. They're beautiful. They are beautiful, like the way they look and things like that. But if they're not, if you don't find them annoying at all, or never have, you might be a bird that's undercover. You might be a bird that's undercover. Oh my gosh. I can't stand them. Unless it's like a silent bird. I can do silent birds, but when it comes to these regular birds that are small, I don't know. Like, who's controlling the bird population? Why don't we take this down a little bit, huh? Anyway, I'm sorry. I had to go on a rant about that because these birds are just ridiculous. That'd be like, I don't know. Like, it's like I said, it's like if you constantly had, come on. If you constantly had like a mosquito buzzing in your ear, that, like, come on. Wouldn't that bother you? After a certain point, it's like, I used to be able to ignore them, but now they're just the worst. They're the worst. Other than like insects that fly by your ear. Especially if it was a bee. And then one actually, I think like a mosquito stung me on my ear, like my ear lobe. Because now there's like a small bump. I don't know. I'm over nature at this point. Nature, oh. And here's a kicker. A mosquito flew into my eye or some type of bug. And like, literally, like there was a piece of the bug in my eye. Yeah, I know, gross. But I'm just proving a point here because some people are like, oh, well, you have something about you that nature likes. And it's like, well, nature shouldn't like me that much. Like, this is aggravating. Like, this is too much. Like a bug flying onto my face and then like a piece of it like getting caught in my eye. And then on top of that, I had on sunglasses when this happened. So it was like, really? What's happening? Well, what is going to happen right now is I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back, do the question of the day. Today's show is going to be different. Because it's going to have a segment from one of the older shows. It's going to have the game segment. But we'll figure it out as we move along right here on the Daily Shift. We will be right back.
Wants to bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this man.
The Daily Shift is back with the question of the day. I hope everyone has enjoyed their Tuesday as we get ready for Wednesday, because Wednesday is going to be that much closer to the movie Black Adam, and I can't wait to see it. It just looks really good, like the trailer. I haven't watched any of the spoiler trailers. I don't know if you folks are like the same. I don't know if you do that. That is not the question of the day. One of the questions of the day that we have is why... I was wondering this... Whenever I go hiking or working out or whatever, I always stretch, you know, that's the healthy thing to do. Gotta stretch everything out. And then like after I stretch though, I gotta use the restroom, but I make sure I use the restroom before I go like to the park or go to the gym or whatever. I always make sure I use the restroom, but then after I stretch, so I had to look it up. And the answer was simply, it was just like explaining like how like it hold on, actually I might still have it up somewhere, because it was a really interesting fact. But I was just like, why does this keep happening? Because it'll be like halfway through running and then boom, it'll hit you like a ton of bricks in your gut. Okay, so the poses and like stretching, you can find this at, hold on, where'd it go? Oh my gosh, this is why it's helpful to, okay, no, that's not the one, whatever. So there's a ton that you can find here. There's womenshealthmag.com, womenshealthmag.com, seven yoga poses that that help you poo. That's what it says. This is one of the, this is I think the one that I found, and this is colon and rectal surgery, yofnnewyork.com. This is the longest web page title ever. Colon and rectal surgery of New York. I don't know why I thought that was wild, whatever. Anyway, these aren't the facts. This is just some interesting that I found. Try downward dog yoga poses. This position is perfect yoga pose for constipation because it stretches your entire body and releases tension. This may also help to relieve any buildup in the digestive tract, getting things moving and putting an end to constipation. This wasn't the exact one that I found. Like, it gave a little bit more information on like why, and it gave a little bit more information on like what was stretching, like when you stretch and stuff like that. But that gives you pretty much a nice one problem that may be caused by stretching is that muscles become too loose, weaker. Okay, that's something else. But yeah, it gave like a nice little explanation on there. You can look it up if that's something that you're interested in, because I'm sure a lot of people out there like to do yoga like I do. I love, you just feel relaxed. You feel like your parts of your body that you didn't even know existed are like comfortable. It's just, there's something about yoga that I personally love it. And if you don't stretch before workouts, you're a work of magic, because like, I don't know how you don't feel sore afterwards. I always stretch afterwards, always. And I always usually stretch either the same way or the reverse, or add something extra in when I'm stretching after I'm done working out or running or whatever, especially running. Like, because you can feel it when you're running, like you can start to feel it like in your calves, you start to feel like things burning, and it's like, all right, I'm gonna have to stretch that out because I don't want to get a cramp. Anyway, what I don't want to do is miss the break that we have coming up, because we have the facts next. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna take a break, we're gonna come back, we're gonna do some stretches in between this break. How about that? How about some nice calming music to help get your stretch on? In the meantime, keep it locked right here. Why? Because it's the Daily Shift and we have so much more to offer. Keep it locked. Yeah, sometimes you gotta lose somebody. So don't tell me it's too late. Hearts are made to bend, baby, please don't let me break it. I knew I should have stayed, cause now you're moving on, and I don't know what to say, cause you let go. You never hit my line. Well, welcome back to The Daily Shift, where today we don't have the facts. I don't have a boo button. There's no negativity on the show, so there is no boo. Let's do face slap. All right, there we go. Somebody just slapped me, so there you go. But we do have the Home Goods segment. We're gonna do this like, but we're gonna do this like last week. But of course, if you didn't hear the live show, then you don't know. So we did the Betty Crocker's 40th anniversary edition cookbook. It's a great book. Great. You can buy it at a store in US. The cookbook costs $22. In Canada, it costs $28.50, but the price may have changed. You could probably get it at a sale or a discount of some kind, so keep an eye out. Like I said, this is the 40th edition, the 40th anniversary edition. Sorry. But it's Betty Crocker's, and it gives you everything that you need in here, yields and equivalents. If you don't know what that means, I'm going to tell you right now. So it tells you what you need, like, if your recipe calls for 1/2 cup, 1 cup, And it, in the book, if it says one small, one medium, it tells you like how to do these things. And it tells you the foods, and it gives you everything that you need in here, including grains, salt. It has appetizers, breads, how to make breads, cakes, pies, cookies and candy, desserts, eggs. Okay, well, you probably could have gone without that one, but eggs and cheese, fish and shellfish, meats, pasta and grains and legumes, poultry. I'm gonna say it again because I saw it again. Meats, sour sandwiches and sausage, and sauces. Sorry, not sausage. Salads, and I'm sure that's in here too. But salads and salad dressings, vegetables, special helps, and index. It has everything that you're gonna ever want to cook. If you can make it through this cookbook, like, I mean, if you make one, I guess, for each meal, I guess, then you get through the cookbook pretty quickly, but still not as quickly as you would think. We're gonna do appetizers. So if you want to have friends over because it's the middle of the week and maybe you need a refresher, maybe you need to be around friendship, maybe you need to be around somebody you can just talk to, this is gonna put everybody in a good mood. I hope so. Why? Because it's gonna be something that everyone can enjoy. Pita pizza bites. It's a little bit of everything. It's pizza, which everybody loves. I don't care if you don't want cheese on it. I don't care if you want to change the crust to cauliflower. Everybody at some point wants a pizza, a slice of pizza. And the other one would be, in my opinion, a burger. Everyone wants some type of burger. Can I get a veggie patty? Everyone wants a burger from time to time. Even when people are trying, like, oh no, I'm on a strict diet, I'm trying to work out. When they make, like, the healthy burgers and stuff like that, you know everyone wants a bite. So, that being said, what you'll need, I'm not going to give you the instructions on how to do it. What I'll give you is the, I'll give you the ingredients, and then from there, you gotta go out and get the Betty Crocker cookbook. I'm not gonna give out the recipes. I'm not gonna be the one responsible for that. What I am gonna be responsible for is helping you in the kitchen just a little bit, giving you a little incentive to go out, get this cookbook. And they're not a sponsor of the show, though. Betty Crocker, if you want to send me some free meals, like, I've seen some of the stuff in here, I would love to just, I mean, the fish, the meat, and the meatballs, by the way. Don't forget those. I'm a meatball fan, folks. Those are delicious. Anyway, moving on. 2 tablespoons. No, I'm sorry. So pita pizza bites is going to be 2 pita bread, 2 cups of sliced mushrooms, 1 small red onion, 1/2 cup chopped green bell peppers. You're going to need chopped fresh dried basil leaves and finely shredded mozzarella cheese, along with grated Parmesan cheese. Things that you will need, but you gotta have how to do it. You gotta have how to do it, otherwise it's useless, you know? Which is why you gotta go out and get the Betty Crocker cookbook. And just enjoy. Because, I mean, it looks so good. All of this looks delicious. And I'm going to do one more. Is that okay? No, I shouldn't. No. If I start talking about pies, who else's stomach is growling right now? My stomach only started hurting just now. It literally just growled. I don't know if the mic picked it up. I hope it did, because that's important to the show at this point. This is making me hungry. Oh my gosh. I don't like chocolate, but looking at double chocolate snack cake, best chocolate cake, it makes you wonder, Is it though? German chocolate cake. You got the decadent chocolate cake with raspberry sauce. All right, I'm gonna close this book now. Why? Because I'm sure we're all hungry, and at this point, I think we all need a snack break, right? Is that fair to say? Go and take a snack break. We'll be back. You know the ways to find us. Oh, I'm so hungry right now. You know what? The break is coming right now. No filler. Just go take a break. Go find something in the kitchen to snack on real quick. Send me one. This is the Daily Shift. We'll be right back.
Somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. I wanna slow dance if you're feeling me now. If we don't hold hands,
the Daily Shift is back, bringing you what we like to call the entertainment side. So, with that being said, okay. So, I just saw the movie The Minion, and I actually enjoyed it. I don't know, like, I did one of those things where people, like, go to the museums and, like, see art. Well, it's called a review. I just reviewed, like, and, like, but when I was, like, watching it, and, like, I was criticizing, like, some of the things, like, not criticizing, but, you know, like, whatever. Like taking it in and like getting my own message from it. Like, you know how people like do that, like, well, I think with those backstrokes he was trying to make a statement against society on, like, you know, on the paintbrush, like he was while he was doing the backstroke painting or whatever, those splatters are just so full of love and intensity. He was obviously doing this about his, like, past love, you know, like when people, that's kind of what I was doing, like reading into it. And Even if you don't do that, like, it's just a good movie. Like, the twists, the turns, like, I liked it. Anna Joy Taylor, like, how do you not, or is it Anjo? Either way, I'm sorry if I know I'm butchering, like, but she's a great actress. And she's been in also a TV series called The Peaky Blinders, which I think is a great show. Well, it was a great show. It's fine. I think it was a great show, and also be mindful of the rating. So the movie, The Menu, she just does a really good job. Everybody does. Like, it was just a really intense movie. I think the acting was great. I think I had questions throughout the movie, and then, like, sometimes in the movie they would answer. I like when that happens. Like, you know, it's like, well, why don't they just do this? Oh, that's why. Okay, no, that makes sense. Better to just sit down, everybody. Everyone just sit down. You know, it was a good movie. I'm not going to spoil anything. What I am going to do is remind you all, you can check out the show on Google Podcast, iTunes Music, anchor.fm. You can also download the app for that. You can check it out. You can check us out on Wisdom. That's another app you can download. That way you can see, like, when things are posted, things are like when we're on, when we're live, and things like that. Also, don't forget about MySpin Radio and Outside the Box Radio and Jukebox Radio. And don't forget about the Jazz Lounge. So many various things to check out there. And also, Instagram, if you want to message us there, we can do messages from there. Daily Shift 4, just the Daily Shift 4. You don't have to spell out 4, just that one button. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all enjoyed your Tuesday. If it's nighttime for you, then good night. And if it's morning, then good morning. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you next time. I wonder why you didn't.
was sleeping in your clothes, clothes. But now she's got to get the glass. How dare you? And how could you? Will you only feel bad when they find out if you could take it all back?